Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Lou Harder in for Kevin Gordon today, and I'm extremely pleased to be hosting this afternoon to help usher in a special live performance that's taking place right now with pianist Charlie Albright and hosted by Jack Moore. Jack, over to you.
Well, thanks, Deborah, and welcome to Charlie Albright. It's a real pleasure to have you here today. Well,
thank you for having me.
It's a different thing because you're a pianist, a composer, and an improviser.
Yes.
And we'll get to investigate some of that today, as we will with the concerts that you're doing this weekend, because Charlie is playing with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, part of their Improvisionaries series this year. And so they'll be playing Sunday afternoon and Monday evening in the Perlman Theater. It's an all Beethoven program, and it's really exciting.
Should be a lot of fun.
It should. Now, we're working improvisation into this right away, because that's what you're going to do today. How does a classical pianist who's studied all the great masterworks all of a sudden turn into someone who improvises like you do?
Well, for me, it was kind of the other way around more than that. So I started piano when I was about 3 1/2, but I played only by ear until I was about 7 or 8. So I was taking from several teachers, including a lady who owned a piano and organ store in my small town, who taught me everything from Great Balls of Fire to, you know, the Backstreet Boys by ear. And it kind of went from there, where I would improvise on things that I heard on the radio or things that I was taught. And I was taking from a jazz teacher for a while when I was about 7, who said to my parents that, you know, Charlie needs to have a year's worth of classical training for technique, to develop his technique. And so I began with Nancy Adsit, a local teacher in the Washington State area. And I fast forward a whole long time, and I'm still doing classical music. But it's been something that's been part of what I've done for a long time.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you're also a composer.
Yes.
Does the improvisation stem from the composing or the other way around?
The composing comes from the improvisation,
okay.
I think. They're very closely intertwined.
Sure. Now, this concert that you're doing the Beethoven Third Concerto and a couple of other things on Sunday, too, but there's improvisation included in that.
Yes, that's right. So we're going to be doing a completely improvised cadenza for the Beethoven Third Concerto. And for the rondo that we're doing, a very short improvised cadenza. And then we're going to be doing an improvisation on For Elise to end the first half of the program, which should be fun. Yeah.
It should. And we're going to have a little sampling of it this afternoon. And we're going to hear Charlie Albright play. Well, you're actually going to improvise. You're not really going to play a piece.
Correct.
Right.
We'll hopefully make the improvisation sound like a piece.
All right. Well, we can hardly wait.
Well, I was thinking, actually, instead of me playing something from scratch, what if oftentimes when I'm performing and on tour giving recitals, I'll ask for random notes from the audience, because a couple mentors of mine years ago said, you know, Charlie, you know, playing something new that you improvise each night is great, but a lot of people are going to think you're cheating and playing something that you already prepared. So why don't you have random notes from random people, put those together as a random melody, and hopefully from that create a not-so-random work.
Wow.
So would you like to choose?
Well, no, but I'm going to have Michael do it. Michael Hogg from the Chamber Orchestra, who's
All right.
here today,
and
too.
And it can be any note, so.
So let's do A-flat.
We have A-flat.
C below.
A flat C.
F sharp. And B flat.
All right.
It's a little like My Dog Has Fleas, but but not quite.
All right. So let's give it a go.
All right.
Thank you.
And that just was, if you just tuned in the middle of that, a theme that Michael Hoag just suggested to you, and that was an improvisation on it. So it doesn't even really have a name.
Correct.
But it's Charlie Albright playing. Charlie, we should tell people a little bit about you. I have your bio here and just a few notes from it that you were the recipient of the 2014 Avery Fisher Career Grant, a Gilmore Young Artist Award, and many, many other things. And you've collaborated with Yo-Yo Ma, Joshua Bell, Bobby McFerrin, have appeared with orchestras everywhere. And of course, you're appearing this weekend with the Chamber Orchestra, Sunday afternoon and Monday evening in the Perlman Theater at the Kimmel Center. And the best thing about those two appearances is if you go to both of them, they'll be different.
At least the cadenzas will be.
At least the cadenzas will be, because there's a lot of improvisation going on. Improvisionaries is the series that the Chamber Orchestra is doing this year. How is this greeted by people? I mean, it's really different than most other people would do when you make an appearance somewhere.
Sure. Well, I mean, several seasons ago, I thought to myself, well, you know, I love playing, you know, the great composed works by the great composers. But, you know, I also really loved improvising. I loved playing my own things. And so I thought, well, why can't that happen? So a few years ago, I started incorporating a short improvisation into, you know, my solo recitals around wherever I was touring. And it was met very positively overall. At least I was having a great time, and it seemed like the audiences were, and you never knew what you were going to get. So I continued doing that, and a typical program, I'll combine, you know, improvisation along with, you know, traditional classical pieces, but very occasionally I'll also do an entire program. I just returned from Boston, actually, a couple weeks ago, where I did an entire concert at the Gardner that was improvised, and that was a whole lot of fun. And when you have that much time to work with, you really can put together some bigger things. So we did a sonata for the first half and a set of short pieces, for the second. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. You have something else for us today, too, do you not? Something kind of big, I think you said. Maybe 10 or 15 minutes worth?
Yes. So in the spirit of improvising, we thought we might do something a little bit more significant. And for that, maybe a set of short pieces that kind of come together to form a 10 or 15 minute long piece, mm-hmm. which might be fun to do.
Right. Do we have to suggest them, or do you have them in mind already?
Well, I don't have them in mind, but I think I might just give her a whirl on my own this time.
All right.
Here we go.
We can't wait. Thank you. Charlie Albright pianist. It's really interesting to watch you do that because the music just flows out of you and we hear it, and it's really amazing.
Thank you very much.
How do you prepare to do that mentally? I mean, okay, you can practice the Beethoven Third Piano Concerto all you want, but then you get to the cadenza, which you don't have any music for, you don't have anything written down. How do you shift gears like that?
Sure. Well, in many ways, it's very different than what we just did here today in the studio. Because in the studio, or in a concert hall, where you're playing really by yourself, and you're making an entire piece by yourself, you have so much more flexibility. Really, the only constraint you have is time. When you're improvising, like the third concerto's cadenza of the first movement, you not only have a time constraint. You know, you really can't go on for 30 minutes on a cadenza. But you also could,
as far as I'm concerned.
but you really also have to kind of, at least to some degree, keep it within the scope of the entire piece. You know, Beethoven has this unbelievable masterwork, and what you do, while it can be somewhat flexible, has to still make sense in the grand scheme of things. You know, it has to still make sense as part of the whole. So because of that, you have to kind of make sure that you check what you're doing to make sure it works.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But the program, what we should mention, is an all Beethoven program, and you're doing the third concerto along with the Rondo for piano and orchestra.
Yes.
Again, which you're improvising the cadenza on, and you're doing improvisations on For Elisa, which we don't want to give away today because you're doing that in the concert. So. Sarah Ioannidis is conducting, and you've worked with her before, you said.
Yes, yes.
So the program also has the Creatures of Prometheus Overture and Contradances by Beethoven. So it should be a real Beethoven fest on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in the Perlman Theater at the Kimmel Center, and then again Monday evening at 7:30 in the Perlman Theater. That's been really wonderful to have you here today.
Well, it's been an honor being here.
It's been an eye-opening experience and an ear-opening experience for people listening on the radio, because all of this that you heard today was improvised. There was not a note of sheet music in the studio anywhere, and that's pretty amazing. And it's really been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
One thing I have to add is I heard you warming up, and I heard just a snatch of the Turkish March from the ruins of Athens. So maybe we could end up with something on that today.
Sure. Thank you.
Bravo. The best thing is you look like you're having such a good time doing it, too.
That's a blast to play.
It is, I'm sure. The Ruins of Athens March and Improvisations are on a Charlie Albright, our pianist today, and you can see him with Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia Sunday afternoon and Monday evening. A really an honor to have you here today.
Oh, the honor is mine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Jack Moore. Thanks to Joe Patti for engineering today. And we'll send it back to the studio for Deborah Lou Harder in for Kevin Gordon this afternoon.